Welcome to Episode 6 of Generally Speaking, the official podcast of the U.S. Army Reserve's 99th Readiness Division. I'm 99th Readiness Division Outreach Chief Sal Ottaviano.
And I'm the Division's Deputy Public Affairs Officer, Sean Morris. In this episode, we'll find out what the acronym MFGI means from our Deputy Commanding General.
So get ready as we bring you the latest episode of Generally Speaking. The Army Reserve's 38th Regional Support Group recently conducted its annual training at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, New Jersey, to exercise the MFGI platform. What is MFGI? Let's find out from Brigadier General Barry Edberg, Deputy Commanding General of the 99th Readiness Division.
First of all, MFGI stands for Mobilization Force Generation Installation. So throughout the United States, there are 9 different MFGIs designated. Two of them are currently active, meaning that they are currently operational and pushing soldiers out. So that's Fort Bliss and Fort Hood, Texas, are both active. The MFGI concept is in place to support the National Defense Strategy. As part of the National Defense Strategy, one of our key elements is our ability to conduct force projection quickly, and that's how we can use that power to leverage or counter moves by any potential adversary. Is just the threat of force is a lot of times effective enough, let alone to pursue an actual event. So what we do here with the MFGI at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst is basically, we are set up to, in case of a large-scale contingency operation, to push soldiers forward to the combatant commander, meeting certain training requirements. The mission set in and of itself is quite large, and there are, you know, basically 3 key pieces to it, and then an external piece that also is provides direct support. So what I mean by that is I call it the triad. So basically what we have is 3 brigade size elements that make the MFGI essentially what it is. And the 38th RSG is one of those triad pieces. So they provide, or brigade size elements that provide, the sustainment piece to the whole installation. The other piece that is involved is the ASA DIX. So they provide the facilities and resources as far as ranges and such to the scenario. And then the last piece of the whole MFGI concept is, in fact, the 174 Training Brigade. So they provide the operational piece to what the units have to train on before they get pushed out the door. And then there's a validation piece too that's assessed in there as a unit goes through the training process and is supported by the 38th RSG for sustainment. They're being assessed for meeting the requirements of validation, and then they, once they're validated, then they can be moved on to the combatant commander. The basis of what we do is significant in the fact that it is not only just the triad of the elements and the 174 supporting the training piece and operational piece, but we also have partnerships with, you know, the Air Force here at the Joint Base that other Joint Base or other MFGIs don't necessarily have with them. So in total, the mobilization process that flows through the base does touch numerous enterprise partners, and there's a lot of coordination and resource planning that has to take place to make the whole thing happen. So in a large scale contingency operation, then, you know, the numbers become significant pretty quickly, and the resources have to be coordinated pretty effectively to make that happen. Through First Army, we have established basically what we call training model sets. And each different echelons of units would be exposed to different training models. And, you know, it depends on the length of the training model, and the type of training that they receive is based on the type of unit they are. So that's good to hear that the soldiers are enjoying what they're getting exposed to, and that, you know, we have given them a challenging but not too challenging training environment that, you know, is seemingly to them effective, and they feel like they're becoming, you know, more confident and more professionally developed as a result. When we have the RSG on the ground and they bring a number of other units with them, their downtrace unit with them, which is called the Mobilization Support Force, there's a lot of resources that are available in a training exercise, so to speak, or a rehearsal, if you will, that could be offered to other units. So, you know, what I look to do is coordinate that capability and offer it up to other units, because we have, when we are up and running, we have the ability to do a significant number of PHAs, which include, you know, we can do dental, category 3 dental, which is tough to do because we have dentists on staff as part of the medical support unit that comes with the MSF. We can do, you know, vision and hearing and a number of other things that, you know, soldiers struggle with to get their medical readiness up. So that's one of the things I would like to just highlight as part of, you know, the MFGI process and how we go through our rehearsals with First Army. I think there's a significant capability that the Army Reserve and the National Guard could take advantage of by coordinating some of their events with our event. And we could really you know, improve the readiness across the board. Getting the soldiers ready for executing their missions is what it's really all about.
Thank you for joining us for our latest episode of Generally Speaking. Be sure to follow this program, like this video, and share with your family and friends. We'll see you next time.
Let's go with the hip hop hooray. We're the boys who have all the style. We'll show any son of a gun.